Mark.
And I'm Teresa.
And we are talking about the color of the year and why do I care?
Pantone announced it and we are dishing about it today. Let's talk about Marsala.
With guests Amy Wax, Kelly Morisseau, Virginia DeCroche, and Lori Sawaya. Welcome to my Fix It Up Life.
It all starts now.
Before you paint, do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your online at Amazon.
Oh, you're inside my fix-it-up life with my husband, Mark.
And I love your color.
You like my color?
I love your color. But some people are not liking your color. And if you do a Google search...
Say what? They like my color.
On Pantone's Color of the Year, you're going to find a number of things.
Yes.
You're going to find, one, the color of the year, Marsala.
Yes.
You will find that.
Yes.
Guaranteed. That's how Google works for those of us who might be more analogly based.
Oh, so you just, so like, instead of just like opening your front door, walking outside and saying, "Hey guys, what do you think of Marsala?" And they're like, "Oh, is that what you're making for dinner tonight?"
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you type it in to something called a computer?
Yes.
Oh.
Try to follow me now.
Now, can I use my iPhone?
The other thing you will find, Teresa, my dear.
Yes. Thank you.
Is... Well, I'll just get right to it, and I'll try not to put too fine a point on it. Wild hatred of this color. Not just, but are you kidding me?
Well, Mark, I think that's because of something.
I'm sure it is. I have a third item. I want you to know I'm going down a three-step process road.
I had no idea. This was the three-legged stool.
It's the three-legged stool. Yeah. If you kick one leg out.
Moving on.
But what's your point? You had a point.
No, you go ahead. I want your third leg or else you're just two legs.
The third leg of the stool, which will give you lots of things to react to, is wild hilarity. Fastcodesign.com from Fast Company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's... comedy gold.
Yes.
I don't want to make fun of the color or anybody who chose it or anybody who likes it, but just I'm telling you, it's gold.
What's the gold? Tell me. What
it's
is it?
Hilarious.
When I am thinking about design, I don't usually go to Fast Company. I just want to admit that right now. I'm like, oh my gosh, we have this project
here. We better check this business website.
I'm going to go check out and then I'm going to go to Money Magazine, and then I'm going to go to Business Week because I have to know about the financials.
Well, since I didn't memorize it and it is on this piece of paper, I will do my best to not shuffle this paper very much.
But what is it? Just give me the gist, man.
No, it's one-liners that are, I'm just going at it.
Well, give me three one-liners.
The color of every Quake level. The color of Lindsay Lohan's nicotine fingers. The color that comes out of you after eating too many beets. Oh, I didn't prep that one. Oh, boy.
Clemmy,
the color of every single
horrifying.
Variety of Play-Doh
right,
mashed together in a single
Let's mute
tub.
Him. Somebody mute him. He's going crazy.
Well, I actually took this to a serious designer, too. One who couldn't join us today, Chris Stouthazard.
Yes.
Who also combines those three things. Internet, design knowledge, hilarity.
Okay. You're just giggling by yourself. I feel like I've interrupted you in like a priceless Mark moment. What is the deal, man?
He is so funny. remember when everyone in your neighborhood painted their living room deep red because they thought it was cool? We still need a few years to recover.
Oh, Lord.
But we have
somebody behind the camera needs to be tweeting Chris and let him know that Mark is just like delighting in his, genius right now.
Slate doesn't like it either. Slate.com, that covers everything.
Okay, we understand your hatred, but why do you on your pants?
What?
I found Marsala on your pants.
I'm going to have to shift to that in the next segment.
He does. He was painting something with the same color.
With the same color. My designer wife may have chosen
it. Called out.
Out. may have chosen it before it was chosen in her.
Because I had an idea.
Oh my God. You're like Kayleen McCabe with her.
I had a great idea.
Harmonica.
I know.
That's funny.
Yeah. A little light bulb necklace.
That.
Hello.
Plink.
Yeah. That makes every idea better when you have a light bulb over your head.
If you could speak for the rest of the show in thought bubbles, now we're on to something.
So we just have like a minute left and I haven't gotten to really say anything. So I'm psyched to listen to what all of our lovely pretty guests have to say about the color Marsala and Pantone color of the year.
Stay tuned. It's coming at you. Lightning round four. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life.
Marsala Fix It Up Life.
With my rowdy husband. I think you've had too many holly jolly so far today.
Having a sneaky.
How's your hojo?
Yeah, I'm having a sneaky right here in this solo beer cup.
I got Santa's face on my mug. His mug is on my mug.
I figured if I combined coffee and this red solo cup, it would make Marsala.
I don't think that's how it works. So let's dive in. Let's dish about the Pantone color of the year. And I want to introduce all of our guests because, well, basically all we've heard about is what you think is awesome so far.
And the problem with that would be?
Let's balance it out a little bit with some expert knowledge about color because we've got some really awesome people here are talking with us today.
Amy Wax, color911.com.
Yes, and she has a color app too, which I think is getting absolutely rave reviews. And I would love to know what Amy thinks of Marsala. And I want to give you just about a minute to sound off because we want to get through at what everyone's, you know, what guttural
your
reaction is.
Amy, lightning round
what
format.
Do you think?
Go.
I think it's a great choice. It's robust. It's earthy. I think it will go with what everyone has already in their closet and a lot of times what you have in your home already. I think it's a really good choice. Remember, it has to be something that works with so many other mediums, with furniture, with clothing, with, you know, with design, everything. And I think this really, really was a great choice. I'm all for it.
Outstanding. The New York Post was in your area, by the way. I didn't get to that in my introduction, but they were much kinder.
Yeah, if anybody wants to do like a 24-hour conference call on everything Mark thinks is funny on the internet, just send us a tweet, send him an email, because, you know, he's ready to just tell everyone. That's what you do when we travel.
Things that are hilarious.
Cab driver says, why are you in town? Mark says, people want to know what I think. Let's move on, though. Let's ask Kelly. So Kelly from the kitchen sink, designer extraordinaire, with those lovely trees in the background.
Beaming smile, I hasten to add.
What do you think about Marsala?
You know, I read all the apps online think for the color, but I'm going to be a rebel and say I really like it. Part of it is because my color tends to be too much color.
Awesome. Perfect.
That's reasonable.
I'm going to make a request of you that has nothing to do with color. Yes.
We're having
it's
a
true.
little
Can you move your microphone a little closer to your mouth? Well, good. We'll try that.
All right.
That's very good. I like the lightning round. We're going to work on your sound. We're going to jump next to
Virginia.
Virginia was up.
Virginia. I've seen you testing out Marsala, you know, in a project.
I've seen you testing it out behind your head. How did you get that in there that fast?
This is my wall that I just did.
Is your whole life a color chip? By the way, your earrings are fabulous. I need to add that immediately. Sometimes
the
my
silver
flowy
goes very well with the Marsala. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Can you hear me okay? Okay.
Yes, you're great.
Thank you. I wasn't sure how I felt about the color. I'm more of a cool tone kind of girl, but I experiment with color for a living, so I could not wait to see what I thought of it. Little color to use as an artistic feature in a home. I mean, I think it works better in small doses. I think if you know how to use the color, it can be very, very striking. I find it to be universally appealing to both men and women. I've had a few compliments on my wall, and surprisingly, the men actually like it just as much as the women. I don't think it's a color for everyone. It might need to grow on some people, but I actually find it to be quite stunning, and it actually really warms up my room for this time of year where it's, like, kind of cold. So overall, I'm actually a big fan, and I really like it.
Well,
that's a commitment.
That
is I like that. I like where you're coming from. I think that's going to give us a lot to sink our teeth into later when we make fun of you.
And we had Lori.
Do we have her back?
And I don't see her, but I think we might be able to hear her. Lori, are you there?
I'm here. How are you guys?
Hey,
you
sound great.
Great. We just can't see you. Oh,
there
you
are.
There you are.
I know. My webcam is not cooperating with Google Hangout today.
Well, I think we're like doing the hokey pokey right now with you, but we can totally hear you. So, Lori, what do you think about Marsala, the color of the air?
You know, the reaction has been interesting. It's very polarizing. I'm kind of surprised to hear professionals kind of come out and say, oh, they hate it, you know. I think if you're a designer and you're really developing and selling a specific design style, it might be problematic if it doesn't align with, you know, what you've been putting out there or what you want to put out there. But as a color consultant and color expert, it's kind of just another color because my focus, you know, me and Amy are probably on the same page as far as choosing color for human supportive environments, and everything's up for grabs. You know, I don't say no to anything because you never know when it's going to work. So I keep an open mind about all of it. And if people are attracted to it, the last thing I want to do is push down their own personal color aesthetic. You know, it's not my job to tell them what to like. It's my job to make it work. So I'm kind of, you know, whatever you throw at me, you know, I'll deal with it. Personally, I like Marsala. I like wearing the color, and I think it's a great grounded color for interiors, especially in carpeting. You know, that's probably the number one place I would look to add a little pop of Marsala. Oriental rugs with coordinating pillows, I think it's a great option. So that's where I am.
Too bad you haven't thought that out. Maybe when we come back later after the break, you could have a more informed opinion.
Our guests are experts, Mark. They're experts. They all have spent time thinking about this. This is important.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just because she drowned me in super relevant and awesome information that can serve her customers. I don't want to get... You know, like he says in Mary Poppins, don't cloud the issue with facts.
I think we have to go to break.
We do have to go to break.
Let's have a little time out and we'll be back in just a minute with more of My Fix It Up Life.
Taking a toll on her heart. And I know, it ain't easy at home alone. Waiting on me. I want to dance like the first time. I need to feel you.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance beauty of their home. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
You're in it. You're back inside my Fix It Up Life.
Now, I feel
Amy Wax, Lori Sawaya, Kelly Morisot, and Virginia DeRoche. I hope I'm saying that right. Now, feel it.
I feel like you're very passionate today, dear darling.
You know what? Going into this show,
yes.
My main question, and I've been thinking about this for a while,
mm-hmm.
and this is for our panel of esteemed guests and
yes,
experts.
Yes.
Why do I care?
Yes.
Didn't Marsala exist before?
Yes.
I could go get Marsala anyway. I've got Marsala on my pants. And it's an accident. And this is a real question. As a homeowner, as a contractor, as married to a designer, why do I give a crap?
Why do you give a crap?
Yep.
Well, we're talking about it, number one. And
number two,
not going to answer your question because...
It's not to you.
No, because you and I are married. I could talk all day. I could just... I've talked to you about the relevance of all of these things that happen in the world of design. And you're like, blah, blah, blah. It's like I'm the teacher on Peanuts.
Yes, it is. Like you're the teacher on Peanuts.
So,
I can't make it up. She said it herself.
I'm going to send this question to one of our... esteemed guests.
Let's go in alphabetical order.
Oh, Amy.
Starting with Virginia.
Oh, okay. As Sam got alphabetical order. Somebody help me. Oh, Santa. Hi, Santa. Give me some coffee.
I'll say what I think.
Yes.
I think it's great to get new inspiration to start with something new, and it gives you new ideas as to what colors would work together. And what's interesting is you talked before about whether it's a good color or not. A color is only as good as what it's paired with. So if you use this color with other colors, it could give you new inspiration for new design, to fix up your home and to try something new. And it's always great to start with new ideas.
I can swallow that. That's good. That sounds like you're an expert.
Well, I want to address something you said earlier, Mark.
Well, of course you do.
Well, of course.
It was probably good, and now you've got to just underpin it.
Well, the thing is that, you know, the reaction, that sort of like initial negative reaction that you were reading about in all of those different places. And, you know, I've seen like carnivores are rejoicing because it's the color of blood and all that kind of stuff, which is, it's funny, it's charming, and it's really nice headline. And it gets people to click on those links.
But does it mean anything?
But does it really mean anything? Yes. And then for experts, I think really, truly is that you spend time thinking about it and that, you know, it's not a drama color. It's not like last year's color of the year. You
know? Which I totally know what that was. It was probably like blue. Or bluish. Might have been blue. Probably. Am I wrong?
You are totally wrong. You're so cute, though. It won't matter.
I'm going to kick it over to Kelly, who I hope can hear us. And I'll just be quiet. I'm going to be quiet for a while.
Kelly, why should Mark care?
I don't know if Mark really should care.
I like you.
Going to do what Mark needs to do.
That's right.
And the rest of us, you know, Pantone's been doing this since 2009. And it's a lovely PR thing for them. But it really just gives the design community something to talk about. I mean, it's no different than, say, a comedy store when they say, okay, talk about fish, go. I like fish. I don't like this. You know, it's just another subject to discuss. So one of the reasons that everybody likes to bring their choice into these colors is because it's exciting. It's the cooler talk. So whether you want to participate in it or you don't, it's up to you.
That is so true, because it is like having a group of people sitting around in a circle and they throw something in the middle of it and like discuss. Like red Solo cups, like or don't like.
Love.
Yeah. But the thing too about it is that it's like how they pick that color, and they say that they've seen it. They've seen it, you know, in fashion on the runways, and they've seen it in products, and they've seen it in makeup, and they've seen it wherever, and that they're pulling it from that. And my question really is, and I would love to know this from somebody who helps pick the colors of the year, whether it's from Pantone or from the paint company or somewhere else, is it sort of like the companies are sort of pushing for that color to be picked because they've already invested in that color, or is it truly about like what the trends are? I'm going to ask.
Who are you going to ask?
Lori.
I would ask Lori.
I'm going to ask Lori. What do you think?
What do I think? Are the trends stating the obvious, or is it really a new color thought being introduced to the mass consciousness, right?
Well, you know, are they pushing?
I think it might be a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. But are they actually trying to help push product? I mean, is it sort of like a marketing thing for us that we don't even really realize?
Yeah, I guess, is it
That's
a conversation just because someone decided to have a conversation?
Or are they trying to sell stuff to us?
Who says go see your manager.
Yeah, no one's trying to sell me anything.
Not you, it's sell me.
I bought this shirt last year, okay? Let me just tell you.
Well, you know, I started seeing, kind of little flickers of this Q family in 2013. I really thought it was going to be like an oxblood or, one of those kinds of Cabernet Bordeaux colors for 2014, but it was Radiant Orchid. So I kind of was not surprised to see it pop up for 2015. It's a lot more neutralized and grayed down than I thought it would be, or maybe even should be. But, you know, everybody has their own interpretation as far as what's out there. And Pantone uses the word zeitgeist a lot. And, I had to look that up. And I still don't know if I know what that means. Totally. But it's something like, you know, they have their finger on the pulse of what people are gravitating towards as far as color. And, you know, it was that hue family. I agree with them that hue family was on target. And I do think that it's what people were pulling forward on their own. I don't know if it was necessarily, you know, being forced from a corporate manufacturing kind of a point of view. I think manufacturers have to follow what people are interested in and what people like, or else they won't buy it. I mean, there have been colors of the year before that people didn't buy stuff in that color, you know. One year, the color was sand. It really was. The color of the year was sand, right? So I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit of both. Maybe not.
Okay.
I'm doing my own color of the year. White paper.
White paper?
That's it. Paper. Piece of paper. Have a conversation. Tweet me.
See, that's the thing. And then we all talk about it because we're talking about it right now. And one of the things that why we wanted to talk about it with all of you experts is that, you know, should we care, really? And why should we care? And is it really going to change our minds about? Because I think that what it's done for me is now I'm noticing it in different places because someone said that it was special.
Right.
You know, and I don't think I really thought about this color since, like, somebody pointed out today, like, the 90s when I used to wear that color lipstick.
That's what Chris Stout Hazard was talking about.
I mean, that was, like, the color. And I can see that Virginia is giggling. So were you rocking that color, too?
You know what? I have not worn lipstick. I can't tell you when. And I went and grabbed my Marsala lipstick today. So it got me to put my lipstick back on.
Nice.
To see, that's the thing, is that we are so susceptible to, like, being, like, I put on this shirt. And, well, Mark already had this color on his pants because we did a project recently with this color, mm-hmm. which is, I think is hilarious.
It's so funny and coincidental and all that stuff. I have a real question.
Because we spent most of last year with the Save My Bakery show taking that color out of bakeries.
Oh, God. With a wrecking bar.
Because I don't know about any of you, but that's not really the color I usually think of when I think about a yummy
pastry.
Yeah, yummy cupcake. It's not really Marsala. I think of Italian restaurant.
But I have a real question.
What's that?
From, and I'm keying in on one thing. Ox blood was a competing color apparently last year. And what name came in second? You might as well have, you know, John Wayne Gacy, Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, that is horrifying. What color did you paint your baby's room? Ox blood. I'm trying to raise a warrior.
Our friend Drew would really like that because that's what he dressed up for Halloween this year. Do you remember that?
God almighty.
Yeah.
Please, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Can I mention his Buddha. Well, his shirt, his custom-made shirt, actually might go well with Marsala.
Hilarious. Yeah, you got to mention his custom-made
shirt.
He
made the shirt, and this is our friend who probably could use some, I don't know.
Fashion advice.
He made a shirt that says, "Let's put the laughter back in manslaughter." Yay! Horrifying, yes.
And related to my question.
Which is?
My question. This year and the last couple of years, the big cultural movements in entertainment are these deep, rich, dark shows. Game of Thrones, Hunger Games, lots of, I don't want to say oxblood, but the Royal Velvet, all that stuff. And you're smiling, Kelly, because you are DVRing that show or you're in love with the guy who's the thing. I've never seen it. But... Yes! But that's a big cultural...
Oh, if she was in the same room with you, you would get a talking to that would you be like,
But is that... Does that, A, influence people's fashion sense that you see? Do they start pulling that in? Does that influence Pantone? Does that influence you? Like, you know, it's the popular thing, so you do it because it's popular? Or is that more for clothing and houses are different?
Well, clothing is a lot cheaper. but people are influenced by TV shows. Because in Mad Men, we got this whole mid-century thing going on. So, I don't know.
Amy, what's your take on it?
A few years ago, as a color expert, I'm working with people all the time choosing colors for their homes. And years ago, when things were a little iffy, you know, financially, politically, people were going more towards very safe colors. And it wasn't uncommon to have a lot more neutral, a lot more colors that were a little bit calmer that they didn't have to really worry about. But in the last couple of years, you look at everything all the way across the board. You look at fashion, you look at entertainment. I think everything is going in the direction of a little more drama. And I think this is the perfect choice because it gives you almost the drama of a cordovan or an oxblood, but it's a little softer so that it can really be used across the board in all the different design, you know, areas of design.
I'm going for more drama right now.
Really? Really? Are you thinking? What are you doing? Oh, my goodness gracious me, almighty. Mark has now decided to be among the silent filmmakers. You're two going so
I'm method acting.
It's TBT, but really, you don't have to go all the way back.
Charlie Chaplin, hashtag CCTBT. I don't even know what I'm talking
hashtag,
about.
Hashtag?
My hashtags actually have hashtags in them.
Okay,
so I have a sub-hashtag.
I have a completely unrelated question. When did the hashtag become a hashtag and stop being the pound sign?
Yeah, what is that?
Does anybody know?
Is this a ridiculous question?
Nobody knows. I don't know. I've been wondering that lately.
I don't know.
That's how old I am. I'm like, I don't understand. One day it was the pound sign, and one day then the next day it was hashtag. Well, I'm pretty proud
of hashtag.
I'm
with you on that one.
Lori, we got you on here.
Oh, my goodness. There you are.
I know. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Oh, I love it. Awesome. You sound great. Look great.
I picked up the phone, so.
Perfect. Aww. Perfect. I will say that Virginia gets a little extra credit. She painted her entire house Marsala for our interview.
She does get extra credit, actually. Extra props. And have you seen what Virginia does on her website and her and all the posts that she does?
Kitchen sink.
No.
Virginia.
Have you seen her artistry? You no, haven't?
I have not.
Oh my goodness gracious. Mark, you need to go and check her out. What's your website called, Virginia?
It's artfulinteriorfinishing.com.
Here's why I love you, incredible. Though, Virginia, because you're obviously from the right part of the country. Are you a New Englander?
I am.
That's awesome. That is correct. Congratulations.
I'm going to ignore you.
We have an ongoing war of this in our house because I'm a New Englander.
There's no war. You have a pretend drama. You're a drama guy and you want to do drama. So we're going to go to break. But when we come back, I want to know if the color of the year is going to change what you guys are doing in your businesses in 2015. We will be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance beauty of their home. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
You're in it. It's My Fix It Up Lifetime.
We are all here. We're all making it happen. We're all talking Marsala and Pantone's color of the year and answering the big question. Are we talking about it just because we're talking about it? Or are we talking about it because it's cool? That's two questions, three questions. Bottom line, why do I care?
Because it's like that cool kids song. We're like the cool kids, right?
We've got Lori Sawaya, color strategist. We've got Kelly Morriso at kitchen_sink.
Yes.
Virginia DeRoche.
Yes.
Amy Wax, color 911.
Yes.
All color experts, all here to download Dish and talk about why the Pantone color of the year, Marsala, which is getting tons of A, good play out there, and B, lots of heat.
That's probably the most heat that I've seen in a long time for something.
And I think people are doing it, honestly, just because they can get away with being funny, not because it's informative, from what I've read.
Mark, I don't think it's about being informative. I think people are just having, like, that guttural reaction to it. That's all. I don't know. But the thing is, too, is I want to know how it's going to change what we do in home and design and renovation, DIY stuff. Like, you know, do clients actually ask for the color of the year, whether like they've learned about the color of the year from a paint company, what they chose, or from Pantone or whatever? Do you actually see, like, all of a sudden you're like, I would like to have the color of the year? Or is it just for us design geeks that know about? I'm gonna ask Lori.
Lori, you're going to ask me again? No, they don't ask me for it. People ask me for it online. The first question, I mean, my inbox was full as soon as it was announced, asking me for paint color matches to Pantone. Well, of course, you can buy the Pantone colors at Lowe's. If people don't know that, but, you know, I did post a little infographic of some color matches. Will people actually take that information and go purchase paint and then paint their house? Like Virginia, you know, she like went out and did it. But, you know, I don't know. But the thing is when they start buying items, at least how I work as a color expert, I'm not a designer, so I don't have control over the whole environment. So for me, it could trickle down in that they are purchasing that oriental rug with the Marsala background instead of the yellow-green You know, it could be that they picked up pillows that they really loved the trim on, and it all happens to be Marsala, so it could trickle down to me.
Okay. So Callie from the kitchen sink, do you ever see a change in what people are asking about, or that their preferences change, or is it just for us design geeks?
A lot of my clients don't want
Yeah, right. Amy.
We're having a little bit of an audio problem with you, Kelly. I don't know why. It's rather upsetting to me.
Amy, can you chime in on this? And Kelly, we're going to work on your audio a little bit.
Yeah, can you hang up and call back in? Maybe it's just the connection.
And stay in the hangout, though.
Yeah, don't leave us.
Oh, no. Okay. Amy, yeah, what's your take
on this? I don't have people who specifically want to know what the color of the year is, but what I do have is people that want to know what's popular, what's showing, what's hot. And I think that's where this comes into play, because there is a trickle down to manufacturers start making products in these colors, and then suddenly they're seeing colors that they would not have wanted before or even thought about before. So I think it becomes something that opens their eyes to saying, oh, yeah, you know, I like that new color that everyone's showing. They may not even realize it's the color of the year, but they may say, wow, this is really cool. I've seen it in this house or this display or this showroom, and then they want it. So that's why I think it comes into play. Not that they even know that it's color of the year. That may not even be on their radar at all.
So do people who may or may not be like me, and they go to the store and they see the mannequin and the clothing store, and they're not married to a designer, say, before I was married to a designer. And I went to the store and I saw the mannequin and he had the outfit on. I'm saying he's a he because they were men's clothes. I don't judge. But I go, I like that. I'm buying that outfit because, well, I like it. It's on, it's new, and it looks like it fits and I can afford it. Do people do that with your customers, the people that you see? Do they get what they get because it's popular sometimes?
Absolutely. And if you go to the store and you see everything that's showing, you're seeing more of this color than there was before. And that makes it more desirable because it's what they're showing in the magazines. It's what they're showing on the runway. So it kind of becomes, it's like self-perpetuating. It's like the more you see it, the more you see everyone using it, the more you want to be a part of it if you're someone that is influenced by trends.
I'm influenced by trends because that's just, I have no imaginative thoughts of my own. Have you seen my runway walk?
Oh my goodness gracious me almighty.
No, but we'd like to. No,
yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do. I might have to get away from the radio desk and do a walk-off.
Walk-off? No, don't do a walk-off. See, I like the show Project Runway.
See my fierce model look?
And this is what Mark gets out of that program.
That's all I get out of it.
Is that he has a walk-off between two girls.
There's some sewing. Tim Gunn comes on in a suit I wish I could wear. Says some stuff in a way that's graceful, cool, totally kind, yet firm and decisive. I envy that. Then there's some people sitting there in the benches. Then they're sewing and then walk-off. That's the show, right?
You're really good at that describing. You should be like a color commentator.
You know, I should
program.
Be a color commentator. And down the aisle comes Chatrice. Chatrice will be followed up by Marianne. Marianne doing a double move and a slant fadeaway.
Somebody mute his mic.
Somebody tweet Tim Gunn
now. So I want to know, Virginia painted her wall earlier this week. Was it yesterday? And then you wrote a post about it and you've been tweeting about it. Have you had people reacting to the fact that you actually, you know, other than the rest of us were like, we like the color, we don't like the color. You're like, I'm just going to see like if I really like the color. Have you seen people reacting to it?
I'm getting all positive feedback. I haven't gotten anyone that said they haven't liked it. So, I mean, I think that's a good sign. And like I mentioned before, I think I'm even getting feedback from men saying that they like it. I was actually a little surprised. I mean, I get taken into spaces, majority because I deal with paint. I don't think I would suggest it as a color to paint an entire room. It would be very overpowering. But in small doses, I think it has a lot of visual appeal to it and a lot of versatility to work well with other neutral colors. And I think my posts are actually influencing people to try to use it, whereas they never would have even thought of it.
Wow.
So I'm brought in to me. Yeah.
That's the thing about it, is that, like, we're trying to use it. And that, like, it's curious to me that I'm among that, because I think we're in all of that world. Like, oh, well.
Well, let's use it now that it's a thing.
Now that it's a thing, let's see if we can incorporate it. But, you know, I'm just curious about, because the thing is that I have experienced, you know, when we have an Instagram account and every single time we post something that has a turquoise color with it, boom, it's popular. Boom, it's popular. And that color has a reaction to people. For some reason, if it's in turquoise, people are like, I love that, whatever that is.
I'm in a new color called turquoise.
Yes.
We're working on that right now. We're doing the video for it.
No.
That's Pantone's next year color of the year.
That is not Pantone's anything.
They might not talk
twerk
to me.
What?
Turquoise. But Virginia, your website that Teresa mentioned earlier is homeandgardendesignideas.com. And I, counselor, I have a follow-up question to your earlier question, which is, do you see this moving anywhere in products outdoors? Canopy covers for pergolas, you know, planter things, landscape lighting, any of that stuff? Or is that too far down the road from this sort of initial introduction?
No, I mean, I think there's a lot of people that hop on trends. So people that are looking for trends are going to look for the color. I mean, there's a point too between longevity and trending. I wouldn't go out and spend a lot of money on something that I want to last for a long time, because next year the color is going to be out, there'll be a new color in. So for longevity, I probably stick with neutrals. But I mean, for smaller, you know, less expensive items that are easily interchangeable, I would definitely see it as outdoor accessorizing pillows or, you know, lawn furniture.
Right. So don't build a Marsala deck. That's
right.
What I'm taking
I
away from that. That's what I take away.
It actually wouldn't be bad.
It'd probably be pretty awesome,
really,
to be honest with you. It might be hot.
Wouldn't be bad. But so now here is another thing that I wanted to talk about, which is what goes with Marsala. Because, you know, the talk about it is that it's sort of a really warm neutral that can be paired with lots of things, just like, you know, the red wine that it looks like. I think red wine goes with most everything, by the way. So I'm wondering, can we... Kelly's agreeing with me, Mark.
I know she is.
It's not just me.
Kelly is, yeah. We're like, mm-hmm. You know... Can I, like this? We're in lockstep.
You guys are in lockstep?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So, Kelly, what would you think would be beautiful to pair with this color if someone's confused?
Well, let's try this. Are we actually getting a good sound this time?
Yes.
Yeah, I can totally hear you.
Fists are being thrust up in victory from our production team, by the way.
This color goes with just about everything, I think. It's got a yellow orangey base to it, and it really goes well with the greens. It goes well with black. It goes well with black accents. It's a really nice, I would call it a Venetian color, you know, that Renaissance Venetian color that goes with all these golds and rich tones. So coming back to your Game of Thrones, which you've never seen, I think we're going to we have some of that. Did I zing you up? Sorry. I didn't mean to.
I have a hashtag called Game of Thrones.
We'll be back.
Mark, really?
I do.
You interrupted her to say that you have a hashtag fight going.
I do have a hashtag fight going with this old house's Kevin O'Connor.
Yes, he does. He has a hashtag fight. It's called Game of Lawns.
Yes, I bring the cultural movement in my day-to-day world and my petty wars with people.
Wait, one of them was that you were edging the lawn with dollar bills.
That was him.
Oh, he was edging.
He likes a crisp green edge. He edged his lawn with money.
Yeah, how about that? Odd, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Kevin, not so much. It wasn't the Pantone color of the year. Just saying. I mean, if you're going to be cool, You use the Pantone color of the year.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about today.
All right. If you're cool, like the cool kids.
So we asked this, and Amy answered it before, but Kelly, sort of the same question to you. Do you see from your color consultation and your color work that people ask for it because, like Teresa said before, and everybody's touched on it, now it's a thing. So people are like, yeah, I'll do that. Or do you suggest it because it's a thing?
No, I don't think I'll suggest it. People will come into those burgundy tones, whether they specifically say Marsala, would be very, very rare. But, you know, that is going to trickle down eventually to our rugs and our pillowcases and our accents and our photography. And they will come into the home over the next couple of years, regardless of whether we actually specify it or not.
Now, getting back to my thing about turquoise, is that something that people are asking for, or is it just sort of that reaction on Instagram?
They don't ask for turquoise here. Florida, a lot of turquoise, but I'm not seeing it on this side of the coast.
All right.
I don't see it. Nobody asked me for it. No. Can you cut that tree down? Could you use a turquoise chainsaw? No, I don't. I'm not getting a lot of that at all. No.
Really?
Not in my day-to-day.
That's surprising.
Yeah, not in my day-to-day. Hey, my basement's flooded. Could you use a turquoise mop? What about Marsala? Well, you know, as it turns out, I a lot of my remodeling's based on the color of the year.
See, that's the thing, too, about it, is that, you know, I am obsessed about talking about these things and the why and everything. And why was it picked? Because I know there's people getting together and talking about it.
It's like college football.
But the reality of it is that most people are like Mark, that are like,
yeah. I'm buying the clothes off the mannequin.
Yeah.
So it, and on one level, this is an esoteric, like, ivory tower conversation about so what? But everybody has raised, in the minute we have left, really good points that make why color, to me, this is my reaction, why it is a thing and why it is important. And we're not just talking about it to blab. It's out there and you see it. And I think the takeaway here for me is that you know what you're seeing. You know it's a thing versus, oh, that's burgundy. I guess that's fine by that. I don't care.
Well, I'm so glad you feel like you're informed.
I'm informed. That's why I care. Amy Wax, Lori Sawaya, Kelly Morriso, and Virginia DeRoche, all color experts. Follow them on their various Twitter handles.
Yes, because we Facebook do.
And watch our videos.
We'll be back in just a minute with more
My Fix It Up Life.
More curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
I'm a serious dancer. That's how you can tell, because I don't smile. I don't need to.
That's how you know you're a serious dancer.
You see those people at the weddings?
At the weddings? What do you mean at the weddings? It's like, oh,
they're all taking it so seriously.
No, they don't.
Not like me.
You're going to totally break our webcam with all of your fancy moves. Ah, don't move me. That's how I move. That's how I roll. Because we went to that wedding recently.
What, did the wind blow and you moved? No, what happened?
You touched me.
Oh, I did.
I am gentle like a flower.
My God.
You forgot. But the wedding that we went to recently, that Mark usually danced for 30 seconds.
I usually do a 30-second dance. Gets a lot of attention. I'm done. I go to the bar. Hey, have a great life together. Where's your booze?
But we went to a wedding recently and
there is a professional wedding person there.
But you danced for like the whole time. I was really surprised. And my calves were kind of achy from it because I wore giant high heels because I don't ever expect to dance
that
long.
If you can't keep up, it's not my fault.
But I want to talk about something from that wedding.
Yeah, you danced. It's great. Here's why I'm in pain.
No, Mark. Relevant.
Nobody likes that story.
Relevant, though, to what we're talking about.
Right. It was a Marsala wedding.
No, it wasn't. I wore a dress that I bought like 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's a fringe dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I got it at the Limited. And I saw it recently. They're reselling it in the window at the Limited. And I was like, I've never seen this before. Where something that I bought mm-hmm. is then resurges.
Yeah.
But like fringe is totally hot right now. And so is fur. And you
don't
think that,
I know it.
That fur.
I don't actually don't know that.
I bought like a little fur crop jacket a few years ago. And you think that's the silliest thing in the whole world. I'm going to totally wear that. For one of these little shows, because I love that thing. It makes me feel happy.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, it's sort of feels animalistical. It's like you're wearing a little animal hide.
I guess, but it's not real. It's fake. It's totally fake.
I know, but...
But fur is totally in. Fringe is totally an in thing, too.
If you don't know that, you don't know Marsala is the Pantone color of the year. If you don't know that, you don't even know what Pantone is.
What's Pantone?
Can someone tell me what Pantone is immediately? Apparently, .com, probably. They talk about the color of pans.
Yeah, that's the tone.
What hue?
The tone of pans. Like the Game of Thrones? It's the tone.
The tone of pans.
No.
Yeah,
really,
I'm going with all color on that. Some sort of pan, like Pan Am, Latin. Pan meaning all tone. I bet that's where that comes from. Yeah, it's true. Did you hear fringe is back in?
So I'm just saying that those things are totally back in and how hilarious it is. It's just like the Marsala color is something, you know, I used to wear that color lipstick a long time ago all the time. And I always thought I looked weird if I didn't have it on.
I just want you to know that at the end of your thought, I'm going to have nothing to say.
What do you mean?
You used to wear lipstick? That's great. I used to wear a shirt. It was a different color back then. And you know what? It was a different size. See, and if I wasn't wearing that, it was like I didn't even have a shirt on at all.
See, that's the thing, is that are we creating the drama or is the drama creating us?
I don't know. My shirt's coming off.
I hear a song playing.
Hark. You might
want
to.
Are we at the end of the show already?
You might want to check out our videos with me being shirted or shirtless. That's up to you. We get a lot of calls for shirtlessness. I'm just saying.
No, we honestly don't ever get a call for you.
If you want to call for shirtlessness, we have an email address where you can email us your home improvement triumphs, your questions, your concerns, info@myfixituplife.com.
Concerns about Mark's mental state.
Follow us on the Facer. That's what we call it.
Suggestions of other shows that Mark should watch.
Twitter.
Yes.
Google Plus, where we do this hangout.
Instagram, where we post things that are turquoise.
And people react. And react to us next week.
For more.
My Fix It Up Life.
Woo!
Into my Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be sunrise in a sky blue sea. The holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our Fix It Up Life. Just a simple
don't interrupt me.
I didn't know when throwing happened.
Ah.
Okay. Throw it to me. I'll wait longer.
Guys, you gotta be on surprise. So I'm letting.
Oh no! Okay, throw it to me. Go ahead.
Yeah, simmer on the stove.
Throw it. I'm simmering.
You stop. It's so weird. I'm gonna call some people. So anyway, yeah, Mark totally wants to talk about more stuff. Yeah. Mark, what? Do you want to say about Marsala? I know you've spent like...
I gotta get to this.
Stop rattling your paper.
The color of Linux dweeb's desktop.
I don't even know what that is.
Me neither. You gotta like know stuff that I don't even know, but this is hilarious.
Why is it funny if I don't know what it is?
Well, because that's one thing. It's not the entire 20
okay.
ways.
Pick something that's actually funny.
I'm reading it in order. I didn't memorize
this. Why do
you
have to read it in order? Why don't you pick out the things you like?
Why do you have to tell me how to read? Could we be a little more married,
because
by the way?
I have something better. James Swan says
It's better.
It's
better
horrible.
Because it's yours.
It reminds me of dried blood.
Huh. Ox blood.
See, I understand what dried blood is. I don't know what this is you speak of.
I said one thing, you've now damned the entire thing. That's not how that works. That's not how you throw it to me, because it's the color of that irregular mole you need to get checked. Color of a spice factory worker's runoff bathwater. This is like a David Letterman top 10 list. The color of the mysterious cloud expanding from that grinning fat kid at the public school, egads. The color of your 85-year-old aunt's favorite pantsuit.
Okay, Mark. I don't find half of those to be funny or charming.
They're not supposed to be. This is supposed to be snarky, and that's what this is. And John Brownlee, the author, is a writer who lives in Boston with two irate parakeets and his wife, who has more exquisite continued. Doesn't say. Slate says that everyone hates Marsala, which we didn't learn today, but they're bubbling and effusive in the company's press release. Pantone described the color as a naturally robust and earthy wine red.
I kind of feel like I'm in some kind of weird news segment where you're reading about what everybody else thinks.
While the design blogosphere largely reported the company's annual marketing gimmick as if on cue, not everyone was as excited about the color. So what did you find out? You're all over Twitter. You've got stuff. What do other people say?
I am all over Twitter. And Tiffany from HGTV Design Star.
Hilarious.
Says,
fun.
I don't get what all the hubbub is about. It could be an amazing color for case goods. It's unpredictable.
You know, I was going to say that it should be for case goods, too. Right after I found out what case goods were.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm guessing that's luggage. Are they storage items? Or is it... White goods are appliances. It's true. Washer, dryer, refrigerator.
Yeah. Okay.
White goods.
I don't know what you're
case
talking
goods.
About.
Well, what are case goods? Do you know what they are? I'm asking you an honest question.
Case goods, I have a guess at what they are, but I don't speak like that in case goods.
Well, in case we get some white goods, we'll have everything covered.
Okay.
What else do you have there on your
Tyler
list?
Whistler, who is on Twitter, NY Design Guy. He's actually, I think he was in Hawaii when he answered the question of what he thinks about the Pantone color of the year. And he says that it's impossible for it to blanket all the design community evenly. I think this year's color choice will be more for the beauty industry than for interiors.
More of an accent color, even, as people were talking about.
Yes.
Hard to paint a whole wall or a whole room, Marsala.
Yes, it is.
Because it is. It's all the way there. It is a committed, committed color.
It is. And are we almost done talking about it?
I think we should be done talking about it.
I have no idea how long we're supposed to be talking.
No, I think we got to be close. How's our production team? Yeah, we're done?
Yeah.
We're done.
All right. Peace out on Marsala.
I'd like to wait and see. It might be the first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes
it up life. This is my fix it up life.